this like happen? Did you hit the button?
Yeah.
Is red?
Yeah, it's recording. It certainly is.
Is this thing on?
Yeah, that's. Yep. Yep. Yeah.
Take that, audience. I don't know what to do. I'm looking at the microphone. I'm looking at you. I'm looking at you. It's a draft pot extravaganza.
Yeah.
Welcome.
The boys are back together. Back in town together. Back.
Yeah.
I just farted.
The boys are
I just
back,
farted,
back
and that definitely got picked up on the mic.
Did it?
Yeah, I guarantee.
I wonder if the smell picks up on mic.
Yeah, listeners, hey, hit us back.
Yeah, let us know.
The draft pod at the draft pod underscore official on Instagram. Let us know if you can smell that fart.
Yeah.
Dude, and let us know what it smells like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys are in a real donut situation. Like, you're just in the middle of the three of us.
Yeah.
And we're going to sog this episode up.
And you guys are the hole.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Who can make it to the hole the quickest?
We're going to fill you up.
Yeah.
I wonder which one of us would make it to the hole quickest.
You're it's got... an ace.
Well, I mean, here's the thing. There's the race to the donut. And then there's also the, you know, pulling off of all the clothes.
Wait.
All the clothes?
Why are you talking about clothes? I thought we were talking about donuts.
Yeah.
The donuts has clothes on?
We do.
Oh,
we're racing to the donut hole to
put
our penises in it.
Oh, I did. See, that's the part I didn't realize.
Is that not where we were all going with it?
I thought we were going to eat the hole.
Dude, am I on a different wave page over here?
I thought we were eating the hole.
So it's a donut
hole.
The listeners are our holes.
Right.
And we're eating our holes. We're eating our listeners.
Yeah. We're tonguing their bungholes.
If you were to eat a donut,
that's what I'm trying to say. Is that not what you were thinking?
Would you eat middle out?
Oh, man. I think I'd eat on the side.
Or like a crunch wrap
the other side.
A crunch wrap go all the way around the world?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Like a crunch wrap supreme. Yeah. Well.
Is that something we learned this year that Andy goes around the world?
It was. Drunk Foods was this year.
Look at that.
Oh, jeez. That's crazy.
That could come up later.
Yeah.
It could. Yeah. We're doing a little something special. All three of us are together.
Yeah.
For the episode tonight.
Yeah.
And I just wrote this sweet rap 15 minutes ago. Literally. We're sitting here.
Yeah.
Yeah. So when it blows your fucking clothes and your dicks right off, remember it only took Andy 15 minutes to write this banger.
What if the donut hole is like a black hole that just sucks everything in?
Yeah. Let's hope.
I like a good donut hole.
What's up? I'd love to be.
I love all of our donut holes out there.
Yeah, shout out to all our donut holes.
Yeah.
Is that what they're called now?
Yeah.
The draft pop donut holes? Business.
Yeah.
The donut holes.
Use promo code donut hole.
Yeah. Well, you can't phase me, dog. I'm ready for action. Ain't even flinching on my Stonewall Jackson. I ride for Drew and James. They my brothers. We never clinch up. T.C. Tuggers. In 24, I know I need to exercise, but I'm never cutting in off uncircumcised. We about to play a little game-os. It's a full house tonight, John Stamos. You bring us to a cow farm, we definitely staring at udders. Drew with them hands, generous lover. Play Phil Collins while we churn butter. Drink milk from the teat, we from the gutter. Get in our face and sometimes our hair. We don't need cups, we got Tupperware. Ain't no need for bitching, cause there's a lotte in the kitchen. Normally we some voyeurs. With James Reddit history, he may need some lawyers. They come in dressed like Versace. Drew and Andy come in looking like mariachi. Playing trumpets and Lady Judge throws us her trousers. Says give it to me in the style of Schnauzer. Hind legs up and Drew gets to thrusting. He's a diamond dog, rest in peace Dustin. Even though Christmas is over, he's AC slaying. Don't ghost me like Swayze when you claim. We high level, we all Madden. So let's take our pants off and get to drafting.
Oh, shit. I can't believe you had a Dustin Diamond reference in there. That's just legit.
Well, Ted Lasso action, too.
Fuck, yeah. That was
hey, you know, shout out.
That was literally a 15-minute rap. You just blew. I like my clothes are off. Yeah, I'm like this close to ejaculating. Yeah. You know,
one more. You guys know it was in real time because I asked you for some words.
Exactly. Yeah.
And some of that stuff just happened. Yeah.
One more bar and I would
have. No. Yeah, the Reddit history.
One more bar, I would have jizzed all over this place.
Oh man! Well, I already have. All over your blanket.
Well, I've jizzed all over this place already, too.
Also, donut holes. Let us know how many place. Of you are circumcised.
Yeah. And let us know what kind of donut hole are you. You a chocolate donut hole? You a glazed?
You got filling?
You a powdered donut hole?
A white powder?
Yeah. Substance? Abuser? Let us know if you do drugs.
All our donut. You guys talking about coke?
Also, marijuana is not a drug.
Yeah, that doesn't count.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's from the earth.
Yeah, you guys talking about coke?
But definitely let us know if you're circumcised. Just, you know, make it your story on Instagram.
Yeah. Tag us.
Yeah.
And it's like just, you don't have to get into the whole thing. Just circumcised, yes or no. Yeah. That's it. You know, like, we don't need the whole backstory.
No. Unless it, like, happened when you were, like, 14, then...
I had to get
snipped over six. Let us know.
A late age circumcision, yeah.
I would say over 6 months.
That's true.
If you can remember it, yeah, I want to know that.
If you were
do you remember things from 6 months?
No, I'm just saying. In general, if you can remember it, that's not.
Can you imagine? They're like, I got to pull my kid out of class for a few months. We got to go through a circumcision. Like, why didn't you do it when they were a baby? We just forgot. Lost track of time.
It's a senior in high school. What are you talking about?
Going to. You know how
well, the schmegma built up over the 18 years and...
Dude, that is the thing, though. You would hear about that from people with circies.
What?
Schmegmas?
Right? Oh, yeah. They got schmegma.
Right, but, like, it was, like, easier to... Like, they had to do a more premier wash.
Oh, yeah.
Shower.
Yeah.
If they have
you gotta teach them to pull that thing back.
Yeah.
I don't have to worry about it.
I don't either.
I am circumcised.
I am circumcised.
Yeah, so, yeah, listeners, now you guys know.
I mean, there's good and bad, right?
Donut holes know.
Yeah. So shout out, donut holes.
So when you draw our dicks, donut holes, which I know you all do.
We know that you do.
Don't put the hood on there.
Yeah.
I have a thing where...
We're crew necks.
I had like
we're not turtlenecks.
I had a thing as a kid, as a baby, where I had like an extra like ligament under my tongue. Doctors had to clip that.
Damn.
And I feel like I remember that. Like I was old enough to remember that I had to go and get that done.
Wow.
What's the lady version of circumcision?
Hysterectomy?
No, well...
We're still, like, circumcised. Isn't that, like... Don't they do that shit in, like...
They cut the foot off?
Or they... They take off the pleasure area?
Oh, they just don't have a G-spot. They just got a spot.
In, like, in other countries. It's, like, a horrible thing they do to females.
Oh, that's... Like, yeah, that's not good.
Yeah.
Yeah, women don't have
Wow.
It's only for torture for women.
Dude, I didn't know that was a thing,
I always like the Kings of Comedy when fucking D.L. Hughley is talking to the guy in the front row, and the guy in the front row has, like, the members only jacket, and the guy starts laughing, and he goes, oh, fuck, them teeth. He's like, you fuck around and give some bitch a hysterectomy. I always remember that fucking, that interaction is so fucking funny.
If I was a girl, and I was doing stand-up, I'd just go up, first thing I'd say, hi, men.
That is actually fucking hilarious. I hope that the ladies listening fucking take note.
Dude, yeah, all of our donuts.
Yeah.
Not our donut holes. Hopefully they're
Alexis, listening. Use this.
Yeah.
In your comedy act.
Hi, man.
Yeah.
I like that.
Well, where can the people find us?
Oh. Wait, are we dropping balls?
No, I don't think so. All right. But you can still go to at the draft pod.
Yeah, at the draft pod underscore official on Instagram. JabroniU.com for all the other shows that we got. But they're all bullshit.
Fuck them all.
Fuck them all.
Fuck them all.
And shout out to the Adult Swim U-Log on Max.
Dude, that was crazy.
If you wanted a U-Log to watch.
Yeah.
It was fantastic. And we only got through, what, 5 minutes?
15 minutes, maybe, yeah.
Yeah.
There's still a lot of story to go. Yeah, it's an hour, 25-minute movie.
Yeah.
And it's all based on being a Yule log.
It's fantastic.
That is hilarious.
Highly suggest the first 3 to 4 minutes.
We only had to turn it off to do this, but we'll go back to it. We'll definitely go back to it.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, we put it on thinking it was going to be something we can ignore, and we could not ignore it.
Yeah.
Now we're watching the Harry.
I felt like the cartoons might pop up or something here and there, but I guess I should have realized that Adult Swim was going to be fucking insane.
Yeah.
Now we're just drinking some licky.
Drink some licky. Yeah.
We're licking our lickies.
Liquor in the donut hole.
Mm-hmm. We had some tequila.
Addictivo.
Yeah.
Liquor? Addictivo. I hardly know her. Oh, Addictivo.
Yeah.
That shit's legit.
It is legit. It was very good.
It's a twisty bottle.
We got some sweet-ass tequila, and it's like badass shit. And when you talk about fucking smooth fucking tequila, that's like Addictivo.
And you know when the boys are together, there's a lote in the kitchen.
Oh, hell yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dude, that tequila will nair your balls.
Nair?
So smooth, yeah.
Hell yeah.
I think that's what it is, right? Nair?
Yeah, nair.
Yeah.
It will nair your balls.
Well, we're doing something a little different today.
Oh, man, these are like stackable.
It's kind of we're doing like a little bit of a drinking game. A little bit of like almost like a quick draft, which has been a minute.
Yeah.
We're just going to drop topics and how's it go?
And we're also doing our potties, right? Or no?
Are we?
No, we're not. Oh, we're gonna save that.
Oh, okay, cool.
Next week, potties. Yeah.
Next week, potties.
Dude, I might just slip something in.
That's just too much, you know? Yeah. I can't, like, think about that
stuff. That, then.
Yeah.
Because I did my research about an hour before I came over here. Because fuck! I forgot to do the potties.
There's definitely some movies I want to watch that I have not been able to watch yet. So.
Potties coming.
I'm okay
to
with that. It's always the fucking music is the hang up for me.
Yeah, I sent you.
You sent me some lists.
That's actually the only thing I have specifically.
But when I looked it up, like when I looked some of them up, a lot of them like have like several albums. It looked like and I actually you sent me that. Dude, I've already been listening to that JPEG Mafia Danny Brown. It's so fucking good.
Scare in the House?
Yeah.
No, it's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
I'm going to go to the listeners, the donut holes, real quick and just ask, if you have a movie recommendation for 2023, send it to @PowBamBoom on Instagram, because movies have not really hit me this year.
Yeah, same, man. Dude, glaze us up. Glaze up our inbox.
Yeah, come on.
Glaze us.
Come on, down donut holes. Glaze us up.
Dude, I really hope this fucking sticks. I love this. Yeah.
Shout out to all our donut holes.
Yeah, you know, fucking glaze our DMs.
Yep.
Sprinkle our tag, or you know, a sprinkle could be the tag.
Dude, frost our faces.
So what is frosting?
Oh, it's cow.
Oh, okay. Hi, man.
What is glaze then? Also come. Also come.
No, glaze is sending a DM.
You know how, like, you can serve a duck three ways? You can come three ways.
Sprinkle is tagging.
Sprinkle, glaze, and come.
Frosting
Wait,
is come.
Frost.
yeah.
Come is just come. Yeah. But
Well, you don't come on a donut.
You don't.
I meant to say you don't come on a donut and not eat it.
Yeah, exactly.
You can't not fuck with one of those apple fritters when it's still warm, you know?
Dude.
Apple fritters. I miss apple fritters.
Oh, love a good apple frit.
I don't eat a lot of sugar stuff anymore, so like
I need to not.
When I hear about apple fritters, it makes me want to just fucking get full-blown diabetes.
I'll tell you what, though. You can still buy an apple fritter and fuck it.
Yeah.
You don't have to eat it.
You just said if you jizz on the donut, you gotta
eat
it.
Yeah, you got it.
You literally you're like going against your own. Like, that's your philosophy, and you're going against your own philosophy
right now. Well, if you go through the donut and hit the couch.
Okay. All right. Now we're getting somewhere, all right?
Listen. You post that donut.
You want to counteract having to eat it? Just fucking shoot through it.
Yeah. Hey, how are you humping your donut? Like, what style are you humping your donut?
I guess it depends. If it's like a jelly filled, then I go to like the spot where the jelly, like you can see the jelly on the outside of it. You know what I mean? Yeah.
I just meant like reverse cowgirl.
Oh, it's a circle, so it's hard to tell which way it's facing. But
you could do it on that jelly donut though.
Yeah, that's true.
Like I guess the frosting's. Would be the it would be the one facing away.
What if it's the dusted, like the cinnamon one?
Oh, that's true.
You know? Fucking you never know.
Well, then you just go right now.
But definitely I'll be laying down and the donut will be riding me.
Which do you prefer? Do you prefer the dusted or the slab of frosting?
I think the frosting. Because you want the dust to like kind of like in slow motion, just kind of come up.
I kind of like the dusted ones.
Yeah.
The dusted jelly donuts. But then I like a Boston cream with the chocolate frosting. I like that too.
Yeah.
Dude, I'd be speaking in a Boston accent when I'd be banging that thing.
Pack the cab. Pack my dick inside you.
I can't say
orange. It's that thing from fucking Saturday Night Live when the one guy was... It was the Iranian dictator, because Ben Affleck made Argo, so he made like a Boston movie, and he's like, every time he would go to say something, he'd say, Patkan Havya, to get the accent.
You know what's so funny, as we're recording this, I'm thinking about like, I got a letter, I don't know if I told you guys, I'm sure I told you guys about this, but I got like an email in my inbox. It was from the management company of my condo complex.
Yeah.
And they told me that one of my neighbors was complaining because disgusting weed smell is flying into their windows. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then I wrote him back and I said, well, you know, I'm a legal marijuana smoker in the state of Florida and blah, blah, blah. And you're violating my HIPAA rights right now, even asking me this. Yeah. And then I said, you know, whatever. And then they wrote back and they're like, well, continue what you're doing. I just wanted to make you aware. Continue. You know, like they got all scared. But now I'm thinking, like, I wonder what my neighbors think of the door wide open and the draft podcast going into their fucking windows right now.
You think that's disgusting? Yeah,
bitch, we just done 18 minutes of fucking donuts, all right? I bet you wish the weed was back.
Drew hasn't even said the P word yet.
They're just angrily laughing.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm so mad it's funny. I wish it sucked.
You're going to walk in, somebody's going to be like, hi, man. And you're going to be like, it was you.
Oh, I know exactly who it is. I mean mug them every time I see them now.
Oh, you should just wait outside and just smoke right there.
Blowing their face.
If you mean mug, I have a lad cup.
I'm watching Scrubs again.
Uh-huh. And I just did that.
Season one of Scrubs when the dude who was smoking and JD was trying to help him and tell me he needs to quit smoking. Yeah. And then he goes and smokes in the stairwell. And then the janitor just fucking comes to the door and blows smoke right in JD's face. That's what I need to do to my neighbors.
Oh, man, that's great. Well, how are we going to start this order?
Let's just start.
Yeah, what's it like?
Who's going to start?
Rock, paper, scissors, Drew.
So Drew starts?
Yeah, Drew starts.
What am I doing?
How does this game... We didn't even decide how the game goes.
Yeah, I know.
We just started recording.
Yeah, that's true. And then
Hey, well, we think about what the game are. Do you guys have any? Because it kind of made me think of it when we were talking. Do you guys have any like? Well, let's not call them resolutions, but goals for 2024.
I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because this is something I just literally just like last night came up with and decided I'm gonna do.
Yeah.
Because Shaquille O'Neal was on a podcast recently and he was talking about how he's gained weight.
Fired his PR guy.
Did he? I didn't know that.
No. Have you seen that clip of like? No, he didn't fire him, but he was like, he doesn't work for me, and they're like, yeah, that's your guy. Like he came to something, and they're like, no, that's like your. He's like, no, that's one of your guys' people. And he's like, no, like
he doesn't even know.
He didn't even know who was his own.
Oh my god,
yeah, that's great.
Well, Shaq was saying basically that he's gained some weight, and that his New Year's resolution is to shed the pounds and get ripped by March 6, 2024. So I, starting January 1st, by March 6, 2024, I'm gonna follow that Shaq method, and I'm gonna try to like get ripped. I'm gonna go to the gym daily, every day, without fail, and I'm gonna diet like a motherfucker.
So in like 67 days, you're just gonna get shredded.
March 6th. And by March 6th, you know, I'll tell the donut holes, by March 6th, a picture of me will show up on Instagram shirtless.
So do you have like...
As if that's never happened already. I don't know. I'm fat as shit, and I can show you myself shirtless, but...
I mean, I don't know if you want to say, but like comparatively, like, do you have like a goal, like I want to be at this by March 6th?
Well, my goal has always been to because this is embarrassing to say, but I weigh 300 pounds, which, and I would like, I've always wanted to get down to 250. That was always been my goal. I've gotten to like 266 was the lowest I ever got.
Yeah.
You know, but I'm back up to like 300 now, which sucks. But whatever, either way, by March 6th, it's not really a goal. The goal is just to like, be healthier and look better.
Yeah, I gotcha.
So by March 6th, this is going to be gone.
Dude, that's 2 months after. March 6th, though. Like, that's a...
Yeah, I don't know why he said that.
It's 2 months after I'm going to Washington.
When are you 2 months going to after March 6th?
2 months before March 6th.
So not after. 6th? So not after then?
So wait, going to... Is there another thing?
Listen.
It's a political joke.
Okay, I was like, wait, is there another thing?
Oh, I see. January
6th. No, I just fucking... I'm just fucking
in. I see.
Yeah. Now, I'm gonna set that goal,
cut
too.
Cut to next week when there's another fucking...
Yeah.
Storming the Capitol.
I just think it's cool because, like, I feel like me... Like, I can use whatever Shaq posts to promote this thing that he's doing. I can post it with a picture of me next to it. And I could use Shaq to further my own self. You know what I mean? I piggyback.
I would, like, rather compare myself to, like, Stavros or something. That might make me feel
better. I do like that, though. I think I might do that.
I'm in on it.
Like, where I'm at and be like, all right, I'm going to be this by that date.
Okay. All right. So, yeah.
I weighed in this morning at 301 pounds.
Yeah.
That's all shed some.
Yeah.
Right?
Which I don't have it. I'm not...
I've been afraid because I've eaten a lot of cookies over the last week. So.
Yeah, exactly. I don't want to, like, say a specific goal because I don't want to, like, deter myself. But I know that I just want to look better and feel better by March 6th. So that's the goal.
Partly is because I've got that new couch now.
Yeah.
Dude, I fucking take so many naps. Like, it is fucking insane.
See, I never nap.
Like, I come home and I'm just like, here we go. Can't even get through a fucking episode of shit.
Yeah.
No, see, dude, I can't. I've been falling asleep on the couch a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love it.
But, like, it's, like, late, right? Oh, and I fall asleep, and all of a sudden I get up, and it's 3 or 4 a.m., and I'm like, ugh, I gotta put the fucking CPAP on for, like, an hour. Just because the coach on that fucking app is like, try putting it on for an hour at least, because I'll skip, like, 4 days.
That's so funny that you have, like a CPAP coach.
Yeah. I also like that you're fucking neglected. Like, hey, yeah. You want to maybe try that thing that's going to save your life?
Yeah.
But like,
Do you have a team? Do you have a CPAP? What's the name of your CPAP team?
Oh, I don't know. It's just like a fucking app, you know?
Oh, I feel like they should give you a team, and it's like a squad of just like 12 dudes that snore like a motherfucker.
Yeah.
And you guys are like, oh.
You could like, do it fantasy style.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
That would be cool.
That would be cool.
That would be be a bad idea. You have a little like a
what if we all put on FaceTime and just like watch each other sleep?
Yeah, that'd be a good feature. Let's be like, it. Bob, put that fucking mask on, Bob. We're trying to win. Trying to get our hours in this week.
You don't have to put those pants on, but you do got to put the mask on.
Keep that beautiful dick out, but put the mask on.
And I do mean that's a beautiful dick.
It'd be good, though. Like accountability and shit?
Yeah, accountability is good, man.
Yeah.
I would say, like, I'm with you on that, but, like, also, like, I think I just, like, want to learn something new.
Yeah?
You know? Just fucking...
Just one thing this year? Like, I don't want to learn something new every year!
I'm gonna make a goal unrealistic.
By the time Andy's on his deathbed, he's gonna be a genius.
Most people learn something new every day, not Andy.
Well, just once a year.
Once a year.
You know, I don't want to overload the old melon. All right.
Yeah. So that's what I'd say.
Yeah.
Keep it like if the bar's on the floor, it's easy to step over.
That's right.
You know, that's why we say. Keep the bar short.
You know, I heard a thing about who I don't know who the fuck said this or where the fuck I was when they said it. But do you guys know why dudes don't wear underwear under kilts?
No.
Because if you wore underwear, it'd be a dress. That's what they say.
Oh. Isn't it still a dress just without underwear?
I
feel like it was that old lady from the bar that night.
I don't know. Was it?
I don't know. She was definitely talking some Irish Scottish shit to me.
No, it wasn't her though. It was a dude that told me that. I feel like it was somebody that I work with said that. Huh. But I don't know.
So I feel like that's just like something like comedy relief they would say.
Yeah.
Well, I just think it's a funny idea. You know what I mean? But then you think like, well, Britney Spears has pictures getting out of a car.
So there was kilts.
She was definitely in a dress.
Sports can be deceiving.
Yeah.
Skorts?
Yeah, they're shorts under a skirt.
Yeah.
Super deceiving.
Skirt shorts.
Yeah.
Yeah, like you get under there to take a peek and you're like, God, what is this shit? What are you doing here?
Yeah, what are we doing here?
What are we fucking doing? Right, why am I even down here?
What am I even doing here?
Why am I even...
Why am I trying to peek it? Up? You know, like, why am I
why
even trying
to... bother strapping this mirror to my shoe?
I got bad knees. I'm trying...
Why did I even tape myself under a stairwell?
That would be so funny if a pervert just outed himself. He's under, like, a girl in a skirt. He's like, what am I even doing here? What are we doing, right?
Looks down. Ah. And he's like, God, you can't scream. You're not even wearing a skirt.
It's a skort, bitch. Shut up. You wasted my time. I love that it's like a jersey. It's like a jersey guy, too.
You're going to spit on me. I need spit it in my mouth.
You're wasting my fucking time, Daddy. You know, I don't have all... these knees, I'm only get like six to seven more downs. You know, and then you're like,
you know how long it took me to tape myself to the bottom of a stairwell?
Oh, my God. Man,
what do you got?
What?
Anything?
Oh, for the thing. I was like, what are you talking about?
What do you got?
I'm gonna learn one thing.
Yeah.
One thing. James is gonna lose some weight.
Okay, well, I have a question though.
Yeah.
Where's the standard of learning something? Is it like a skill? Or just like, oh, by the way, I found out this about Abraham Lincoln. Interesting, huh? Well, I'm done for the year.
I'll keep it open. Keep it open.
Okay.
It depends. If by December, 29th, next year, I haven't learned anything, maybe I'll hop on Google for about 15 minutes.
Well, I'm going to adapt this March 6th thing for sure.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe I'll learn something. Who knows?
There we are.
I plan on learning many things.
I definitely want to, like... Well, the two from last year I have to carry over because I really didn't do either one, but, like, travel and fucking...
travel and fuck?
Yeah, travel and fuck. I want to get my left arm sleeved, so...
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
You should get a hostel with ghosts.
You know, I'll adopt that, too. I'll get my first tattoo in 2024.
Oh, shit.
My first tattoo.
I like that.
Yeah.
Tat it up.
I've actually been thinking about it a lot.
Jessica, we're coming.
What would you get?
It's going to be something Lucille Ball related. And I have to figure out how to do it or what to do. But that's my plan. Because she's like, you know, she's the first comedian that I ever liked. She's born on the same day as me, August 6th.
1982.
Well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What if you got a conveyor belt of donut holes?
And Lucy getting like a vitamin and Vegemin type of thing?
Yeah. But with donut holes.
That's a good idea, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All of our donut holes. Hopefully this doesn't go away.
But it's a conveyor belt, but it's like Daniel's head.
Yeah. Scrubs head. Yeah. Like Kevin Aldridge's head.
Oh man, I like that.
No, yeah, it'll be something Lucy related. I don't know if I'll do like a Lucy type of pinup thing or like a classic image from the show or something. But yeah. She was my comedy hero growing up, and she's kind of the reason that I wanted to do anything comedy related, so.
Dude, I'm going to sneak in, and if it says I love Lucy, I'm just going to put like a little thing over the U. It's going to look like an A. It's going to say I love Lacey. You have to go on sites and find only people named Lacey.
I have to find a girl named Lacey. I gotta make this make sense.
It's gonna end up being like some 74-year-old woman from Hoboken. You gotta come down.
My buddy, Chris Choco. His sister's name's Lacey.
Lacey?
Oh, yeah. Perfect. Oh, hey, yeah. Chris, hey, hook it up, man.
Dude, it's already set up.
Chris, I love Lacey, alright?
I don't know if she still is, but she was always hot.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, I don't know if she's still Lacey.
No, yes, she's still
It's Chris's sister?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, Chris.
Yeah.
Chris, did you know that Drew thought your sister was hot?
He does.
Oh, okay.
Yeah? Did you know that James is going to, you know, get a tattoo of her?
I also tried banging his mom a lot of times, too, so.
Oh, shit.
What's her name?
That's not true. Diana.
Oh.
I just always told her.
Oh, that's right. Dirty Diana.
Dirty Diana. Oh. That's how he does, doesn't he?
Yeah.
He kind of like ejaculates in the middle of a song.
Dirty Diana. If Daniel was editing this one,
yeah,
he'd be like, "Get to the fucking draft."
Oh yeah, Daniel's furious right now. Listen to this episode. There is no draft.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There is, because I feel it.
Yeah.
That's right. It's coming from outside.
It is a bit drafty in here.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
Well, Drew, you're up.
Did we figure out the rules?
Oh, we didn't think about it. All right.
Yeah, so I think we said that it's a 5-draft quick draft. If you can't get 5 within a certain amount of time,
okay.
Whatever you did
three,
it.
Right? We're going to do 3.
We'll do 3, okay.
We'll do 3.
If you can't get 3 in a certain amount of time.
10? Can we do 10 seconds, see how it goes?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll set the timer for 10. All right,
3 and 10 seconds. These are very quick. And it's just different scenarios or quick draft type things.
We'll just go clockwise. So I'll give to Andy, and then James to me, and then you'll...
All right, so you ask first?
Yeah.
All right, so you ask me first. And then I ask him, and then he asks you.
Sure.
And if we don't get it, we drink.
Okay.
There it is.
And it's 10 seconds.
Play along with us, listener. Choose somebody.
Donut hole?
Yeah, you donut holes?
Turn to the person to your left and ask them this question.
Yeah. Actually, choose one of us, and if we don't get it, you got to drink when we drink. Yeah.
I'll do the... F0. That'll be the end.
I like this.
That's what happens in 10 seconds.
All right.
For the working man.
Hell yeah. I haven't heard that in a while.
Come on down.
Name your three favorite ways to eat broccoli.
Oh, man. Grilled, roasted, and cheese.
Okay, you had 2 seconds left.
Nailed it.
How do I get, like, back? Do I have to, like...
All right, James is up.
All right, here we go.
So, Drew, do you drink because I got it?
What the fuck is happening?
Oh, I guess so.
Stop, bitch.
Did I sound different? Donut hole, ask... Or, ask me. Let me know.
Oh, man.
Okay, that's how you do it. Okay, I figured it out.
I feel good. All right. One for one. Starting off easy, James.
Okay.
We're starting off easy. Give me three things that you can do on top of a roof drunk. Go.
Jump.
Project X review out now.
Jerk off. Spit.
Nailed it.
Okay, time's up. Just in that.
Jump. Wow.
Why does it keep... Oh, there we go.
That's you just right. Went straight to...
Yeah.
Straight to jump.
Suicide?
Yeah. Oh, I meant more like into a pool style.
Oh.
Oh.
I meant into the project. I meant
Project X style.
I meant swan dive into the pavement. Yeah. Okay, Drew, here we go.
Also, how many of these can be answered with suicide?
A lot.
Wait, I don't know.
Drew.
The best way for broccoli.
Name three cities that should be the state capital. Go.
Oh, New York City, Cleveland, Detroit.
Oh, damn.
That's really good.
You did it. That's pretty good.
I don't know if any of them are capitals.
Yeah, I don't know either. Yeah. There's no way for us to judge this. You could have named...
They should be.
Albany, Columbus, and Lansing.
Oh, shit, sure, okay.
Yeah.
You could have said Tallahassee, and I would have just agreed with you.
Yeah, it should be.
Well, I mean, I guess if one is,
Tampa should be.
I'm open to precipitation.
I think Tampa should
like
be the state
Atlanta's
capital.
Like, Atlanta's not the capital.
Or Miami should be the state capital.
Isn't Augusta?
Like I said, I'm open to rain.
Augusta's the capital of Georgia. Like, Atlanta should definitely
be. Oh, God, really? Augusta? The only thing that happens there is golf.
Old money.
The PGA. That's the only thing happening in Augusta besides Augusts.
Oh, and fucking sandwiches.
Sandwiches are everywhere. I don't know if you know
like
that.
Like pimento cheese sandwiches.
Well, those are... You can get those anywhere, just so you know. I don't know if you know.
Yeah, whatever. I'm ready.
Am I ready? Man, that's such a good one, though.
That is a great one.
Yeah.
That was a fucking great one. Best one so far.
Was it really?
Yeah.
Yeah. I felt
that
like
was a fun one.
I felt like it was a week.
I like it.
I'm glad.
Let's go.
Okay.
Fucking Lansing.
Lansing.
Lame. So lame.
East Lansing?
Yeah, especially East Lansing. Yeah. Fuck that.
Yeah. Fuck East Lansing. Fucking Spartans.
Let's call out specific areas of cities and how shitty those fucks are.
Oh, man.
Southwest Florida.
Yeah.
Name three actors that you wish weren't canceled.
Oh, man. I'll go Louis C.K. I'll go James Franco. And I'll go fucking Kevin Spacey.
Ooh, 1 second left.
Woo! That was a tough one.
That was tough. That was. I would have failed that one.
Oh, I can't believe I got that.
I know, that was really good.
Because I was thinking of just canceled people.
Yeah.
Wow.
It does suck that, because Kevin Spacey has some fantastic movies out there.
He does. And I really fucking loved James Franco.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
That's too bad.
It is. I know,
it's too bad they suck.
Him in fucking The Night Before.
I know. You have a beautiful dick.
Give me.
That was you.
Three Jewish traditions that you wish that you could take part in.
Hanukkah, dreidel, like playing a dreidel, and I don't know, like bar mitzvahs.
Yes!
Fuck! Damn it!
I don't think you got it.
I didn't
get
it.
Yeah!
I gotta drink one. Okay,
you
get it.
You feel like you're still not a man?
Yeah. I wish I would have had a bar mitzvah, though. That sounds awesome.
Yeah, that would have been number one. I like that you went playing with
I wish I could play with a top.
That song, dreidel, 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 made out of clay. I always thought, man, I need a fucking dreidel in my life. Why? What am I doing if I'm not dreideling? You know,
like I want to bell break this right now.
Yeah, let's bell break, man.
That is like, especially like, you know, now that I'm evolving into a Mexican.
Yep.
Like that is one thing. Like, fucking no traditions as white people. Like
none.
Like,
yeah.
Like, I, like...
Our traditions are only, like, government traditions.
Yeah. Or it's, like, family-specific.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wish there was more, like, traditions as far as... I mean, really, a bunch of cultures, though, have, like, cool ones.
It's funny how, like, after 2020, like, it just showcased how much white people suck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's been a downward spiral ever since.
I hate that, too, because I like the culture of shit, right? Yeah. Like, I've always said that. Like, I like cities when I go to them. Cities that have a vibe.
Yeah.
And a fucking culture to it, right?
Yeah.
Like, same thing with, like, people. It's really fucking cool to, like, the people that have these different cultures and shit like that. And, like, we don't, and traditions, and, like, we just don't have that. It's crazy.
I know. Like, our culture is, like...
mayonnaise.
Yeah, it's fucking mayonnaise. It's fucking like
the night
taking over continents with force.
It's unseasoned food.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Slavery. That's our culture. What the fuck is wrong with it?
Oh, jeez.
Not us. That's not us.
No.
That's
no.
That's our ancestor.
No, that's the people why did we ever meet.
You know, ancestors rhymes with ancestors rhymes with incestors, and I'm not down with either.
That house that house over there in Bradner would not run if it weren't for slavery.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Ashley runs a tight household, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You think she's out there planting all that shit in the garden?
Oh, hell no.
Slaves.
Yep. Hell yeah.
And Wes? He's a slave to the pussy.
Oh my god.
Oh man, that knocked a blanket off my right leg.
I get you a laugh that knocks your blankets off.
Yeah.
Shit. Alright. I'm supposed to get one of you now,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
I like these topics that we didn't think them through,
yeah.
So it makes them more random.
Yeah. Okay, Drew, name three famous ghosts that you'd love to be haunted by. Start.
I don't know any famous ghosts.
Any dead person could be a ghost.
Oh.
Take three drinks.
Yeah. Damn!
I feel like maybe I didn't explain it properly.
Yeah, I thought you meant I was like the haunting of this. Like,
well, I was thinking like, dude, Swayze and Ghost.
Like the
right.
Like I was thinking like, oh, you know, the people that haunt that prison in Ohio.
No, I was just thinking like a famous person you'd like to be haunted by.
Yeah,
like if they made their way into your life. Into your fucking house, and they're like, "What the fuck am I doing here?"
Dude, Chris Farley would be awesome.
All this guy does is nap and jerk off. All this guy does is fall asleep to the shows that I was in, and he jerks off all day.
Oh, man.
I walked into Drew's house Christmas. It was Christmas Day, and I said, "What were you doing?" Because he didn't come to the door quick. I said, "What were you doing, jerking off?" And he goes, "No." And I said, "Oh man."
The ghost of Christmas ass.
Oh shit.
All right. Now I kind of want to do something with jerking off.
Okay. All right. I'm ready. Barnaby Bane Circus.
Did you say Barnum and Bane?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know what I said.
Three.
I don't know what I fucking said. Don't ask me.
Three musicians from the 90s that you would jerk off to.
Oh, fuck. Aaliyah, Left Eye, and fucking Whitney Houston.
Damn.
You could have just went down with TLC.
I could have. I went with the ghost theme, too.
Yeah, you could. Holy shit.
You really did.
Yeah.
That's who you want to be haunted by.
Oh, man.
That's fucking
wild. You would have been all fucking deads. All deads. Like, I would have been like Tony Braxton. Fucking.
That's a fucking double right there. That's a fucking double. All right, I got a great one for James.
All right.
Three buildings. If you knew that it would be cool and you'd be perfectly fine, three buildings in the world you would like to slide on.
Slide on? Okay. Empire State Building. Buildings. I don't know what buildings. What are buildings? God damn it.
Yes.
Fuck.
Two.
Oh, man. I thought you'd go Eiffel.
Yeah, I would like to, because it's got that curve.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And the Leaning Tower of Pisa, because it's already leaning.
You know, I wish you had gotten that question.
I thought about it.
Or maybe I gotta get more drink.
Or maybe like the bean.
Yeah. I gotta get more drink.
Does the bean count as a building?
I don't know.
You can't get in the bean. That's a statue. That's a statue, not a building.
Dude. Yeah.
Are people walking in the
bean? I mean, is the Eiffel Tower a building?
Is it?
I guess you're right.
Dude, is Eiffel Tower
not a building?
It's not
a building.
It's a tower.
It's a fucking tower.
That's kind of like a building, right? That's a building for idiots.
The Leaning Tower of Pisa is a building, and that's called the Leaning Tower of Pisa.
That's true. That's a building tower.
Can you go up into the Eiffel Tower?
I think you can.
Man, I am so gassy.
Dude.
I was holding farts this whole time. That burp was all farts.
So I've been thinking
this is a great opportunity to send our donut holes over to gasx.com.
Yeah.
Use promo code Frosty.
You know what's really cool?
Yeah.
If you've been drinking, and then you just like see a really good carpet and you lay on it.
Dude, I remember James, you went to that cookout for softball guys. They had that fucking area rug.
Oh my god. I dream of that area rug.
That thing was the softest fucking thing I've ever like laid on.
You ever just look at carpets and like, I'd like to fucking lay on that.
Yeah.
I gotta pee.
I love laying down. AstroTurf.
Yeah?
Yeah, like I look at it and it's like fake grass. Yeah. I'm like, I kind of want to lay on that.
Yeah.
You ever just look at things and say,
I think that a lot. Like, anytime I've been on like the ground, like ground level of like a baseball field, like,
yeah.
Like, can I just lay down right now? Like,
right.
I'd love to break my ankle on AstroTurf.
Yeah.
Devin Brown style.
Oh god.
Yeah.
I think about that a lot. Like, if a grass field looks really fucking good, I think about like.
Don't tell James I'm doing this.
He'd be so pissed
that he knew if I was hitting the table right now.
Donut holes. Don't tell him. Listen,
this is called a dusting. A dusty is a secret of us, alright? It's a secret.
Secret time.
Oh,
like that. A Dusty.
Yeah.
Damn, we got acronyms for
units. Acronyms?
I don't know, man. It's just like, I was just thinking. But, like, yeah, I see it like a really good, like, feel.
Mm-hmm.
Especially, like, golf or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, I'd like to lay on that.
Especially when it's, like, a little wet.
Oh.
Like, either be, like, first thing in the morning or...
In the morning dew?
Or, like, a real, like, humid night. Yeah.
Dude, imagine laying on it and fog rolls right over top of you.
Yeah.
Oh. Woo! Because you know what I love?
What?
I love the feeling of driving through the fog with my windows down.
Yeah.
And, like, putting my hand out and almost, like, kind of grabbing the cloud.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
How is Drew just agreeing with the shit that you're saying?
Because it's I think it's realistic.
Like, I just want to grab the fog.
You know, they got those on cloud shoes. That's fucking in cloud.
I need to get back over there, stat.
Yeah. Well, it's your topic to drop on Drew.
Yeah, you're right. Drew.
Yeah.
When I get to the timer, I got one. I got a good one.
Drew doesn't even need a timer. He's got this.
We should flip around after this round.
Yeah, I'll go to
James.
Okay.
I like that.
All right. I just came up with this one based off of listening to you guys talk. Drew, three ways you'd manipulate the fog. Start.
I do the Zorro Z. Okay. I bite it and try to blow it out like a donut hole.
Mm.
And... Oh,
you got two.
Man, dude, I'd do a jumping air angel.
A jumping? Like, woo! Like, do that really fast.
It's just jumping jacks, but that's... he's like, it's an air angel. It's not jumping jacks, it's an air angel.
It's an air angel.
Oh, I thought he meant, like, you jump in the air, like, and then try to do it, like, before you come back down.
Yeah. Oh, man. That'd be gangster. Jumping air angel.
I'm getting a little bit drunk.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I gotta...
Are we swapping now?
I gotta do another one, Drew.
Yeah, so I'll go...
Oh, you're coming back?
I just farted again. I wonder if that's on the thing.
I don't think so.
This is horrible.
I didn't even hear it.
Hey, guys. I don't know if you can hear me from way back here.
You can.
But if you're ever nervous about getting up too quick, just quickly turn your little hop into like a fast-paced walk, like a fast 70-year-old walker, and it works itself out.
Like, you can just get up and then...
Like that. Like, it, like... So, like, it just happened to me. That's the reason why I said it. Like, I was like...
For the listeners at home.
That was good, yeah.
Yeah.
It works itself out.
You know, if you guys are imagining what a 70-year-old walk is, like, it's exactly what you're thinking, because it's exactly what I thought.
It's a pan from the 1950s.
Yeah. It's those little short, quick steps.
Think about it. That's math real quick, man. I don't even know when walks were invented.
Think about it, Drew.
I want first and last names.
Okay.
Name... Three girls in high school you were in love with.
Oh!
Ooh.
Jessica Bailey.
That's a fire pick.
God damn it. Jessica Cottrell. Two Jessicas. Fuck!
Oh, damn.
I wonder what the last one would be. Maybe, like, Amy Gaylord.
That's great picks.
It would have been Amy Gaylord, but I just didn't get to it quick enough. So I got to drink one.
I brought a bottle of Tennessee Whisker Cider from James.
Whisker Cider?
Whisker Cider. Oh, man.
They had Jessica Cottrell. I still see her from time to time. She completely acts as though she has no idea who the fuck I am. Or maybe she just doesn't. But, man, yeah.
Still. You know what's interesting about Cork? Is the screw bottles actually screw tops actually work better, but people use corks because our bobbers use corks because people think it's fancier, so they'll only buy it with
that's
a cork.
Right. I heard that. Yeah, yeah. That's crazy. Yeah.
Shout out to the Yule Log.
Yeah. Yeah. What do you mean? I thought.
We I'm just like, heard it. I thought you told me that.
Trying to give you credit, bitch. Goddamn.
Did you want to smell?
Yeah, I do want to smell it.
Smells amazing.
Is it any good?
Oh, dude, I want to shove that up my ass.
Ooh, ooh, oh my god.
Fuck.
Yeah, this.
I could use an enema with that.
Absolute heat.
It's got a Christmas wreath on it. Absolute. It smells that good.
Can you read that again?
It's called King's Creek Tennessee Whiskey Cider.
It's so good, dude. I'm insider.
Yeah, you are.
Actually, it's inside of me.
Okay. I gotta go to Andy.
All right, go to me.
All right.
Goat me.
Come to
he's been goated.
I kind of like the Drew question. I think I feel like I want to do that to Andy.
We could just all do it.
Okay. Jumping air angel.
Andy, I want first and last names.
Oh, fuck me. No, this is not good.
Three girls you were in love with in high school. Go.
Dude, can I just use initials?
First and last names. Quick, you got 6 seconds. Man. 5 seconds.
Take my three.
Oh, my God. Yeah, what a pizzissy.
He's a married man.
Eric already knows.
I'm just taking my fine drinks. Three down the gullet. You got me. You fucked me.
I got you good.
If you were playing that game with food, I'd have been eating a bull's penis right in my mouth.
What game?
Yeah, that game.
Andy,
like,
you got to eat three bull's penises.
If you don't answer the question, you got to eat what's ever under the thing.
Was that a Fear Factor thing?
A lot of people have done it. Man, you got me. All right, well, I'm going to follow the thing.
You're going to him, though.
I'm going to follow the thing, and I'm going to say three amusement park rides that you would most like to jerk off on while riding it.
Is it going?
Oh, here, I'll...
Go.
Ready, go.
All right, the Shikra, the Millennium Force, and the Tron ride.
Oh, wow.
You got it.
Which one do you think would be your favorite of the three?
Definitely not the Tron. It'd be
yeah,
a weird
I was
position.
That was just like, oh, I got to say a ride. Yeah.
What is the Tron?
That's the one that's like fucking hunched over at Disney.
Yeah, that's a weird one to...
Oh, okay.
Because that's just getting right on your face.
Yeah.
What about the Gravitron?
The Gravitron, you're fucking up.
Oh, that Gravitron. Would be fucking...
Dude,
jerk or off. You blow it and it's going so fast that you... Catch it.
That's the thing. Fair rides.
Blow it and it just
fair rides.
Fair rides you'd love to jerk off
dude,
on.
You blow it and it's in the center just twirling around.
Give me that fair rides one.
Okay. James. Fair rides you want to jack off on.
The Gravitron, the Ring of Fire, and the Zipper.
Oh my
the
God.
Fucking Zipper. Oh, dude, that Zipper will never be able to be ridden again. There's going to be jizz all over that fucking car.
Dude, and if Ring of Fire, you release while you're at
the yeah, place. Exactly, dude.
That person Ooh. On the bottom, that's fast coming. Dude, come.
And the Gravitron, the jizz is going to hang in space for a moment until it just splashes and yeah. whoever gets it. You know what I mean?
Like a Nate Diaz.
It's going to be a thing where everybody knows it's there because they're all zooming. Like, what the fuck is that? Like, everybody's freaking out. And then the thing starts to slow down and the jizz is just like, oh,
the worst
you.
Is when it's close and you can't fucking move. Yeah. And you try to move and it just pop. You get hit from the ride with your head against it and then you get hit. Right in the forehead with a whole splooge of splooge.
I would flip upside down before I did it.
So they can't send your
wall. I'd be on the wall upside down.
You'd just be donkey?
And I'd be
like, yeah, he's flipping upside down and arching back.
No, I'd be upside down so that the jizz is face level to everybody else. You know
oh,
what I mean?
I
you know what I mean?
I thought you were hoping that it would come around and hit you.
Like it gets in my own...
Yeah, that's talent.
Yeah. All right. Okay, I gotta get a good one. Let's see here.
Whew.
I wonder if I should continue jizz-related ones.
I mean, they're great.
Yeah. three, and I want first and last names, three girls you want to, no, I'm just kidding. Let's see here.
All right, this time I'll say
three girls you work with.
Okay.
Daniel Salores now, Wes Allen, and Drew Kissler.
Yes, I made the list.
Yeah.
Take that, James.
Yeah, I know.
You're acting all high and mighty over there.
Already have, you know.
Let's go with three NBA stadiums you'd like to jerk off in.
Oh, man. Madison Square Garden, Staples Center, and go to the Kia Center.
Kia Center, baby.
Yeah.
You got to.
Where's Kia?
I guess they're
Orlando. Just got named the Kia Center a week ago.
Used to be Amway, but now it's Kia.
Yeah, I went topical.
Yeah, holy shit.
This is my squad.
Plus,
so.
They got that new logo, you know?
Exactly. Oh, man. All right, yeah, this is good. Yep.
They call Paolo and Franz the Kia boys now, which I hate. That's, like, horrible. Fucking Kia boys.
Plus, it's Crypto.com Center, right?
Yeah.
Not the Staples.
Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, it did change. Like, you know what? I'll take a drink.
You didn't have to, but wow. I was just saying.
Crypto.com, yeah.
Yeah.
Shit. All right. You're gonna die.
Okay.
So, just as, no, just, as we all are.
All right. So now my question:
three cars that you would like to surf on while going 80 on the interstate, knowing that you're gonna die.
Whoa. Knowing that I'm gonna die.
All right.
Yeah.
Start.
Man, I think. I don't know fucking cars.
Your time is here. You're done.
Yeah,
you're
it's fine. I mean, I know brands, but I don't know like fucking cars.
Like you got to pick your own car. Like you have a car. You know what it is, right?
I guess. Yeah.
Like you could have picked at least one car.
But I don't want to.
Maybe like past cars
oh, man.
That you've had. Like a Honda Accord, maybe? Or like...
Yeah. I was like, you're going to die anyway, so it might as well be a sweet-ass ride.
Well, that's what I was trying to think, but I was like, a Porsche...
I would have accepted that.
Oh.
911.
I was expecting a make and model.
It's hard to remember 911, I know.
Yes, yeah. It
it's really... it's
dude.
I just saw, like, you guys ever get those... You guys ever get those reels that are so funny, but you're like, I can't send this to anybody.
Yeah.
I have a couple of people I can send that kind of stuff to.
I had a 9/11 one the other day that was pretty fucking funny.
The intrusive thoughts thread would be insane.
Yeah.
Like, in my head. Yeah. I'm like, I can't fucking, I can't tell anybody.
Dude, I was actually, I went to the Bucks game with a friend, Chris Cruz.
Uh-huh.
And this was like last weekend, Christmas Eve. I was at the Bucks game. And I don't know why this thought popped in my head, but as we were leaving...
Like, I should jerk off.
No. As we were leaving, there were like two cops standing like here, and then there was like a ticket guy standing here, and I had to like squeeze between them.
Yeah.
And in my head popped the idea like, you should put your hand on that cop's gun. And I don't know why I thought that, but it was just a thought that just popped into my head.
I didn't let it get me,
but
look,
that was
gonna do it. Like, how that many was times real... are you driving down the interstate and be like, I'd love to see how far I could get with my eyes closed.
I've never done that, but I will now.
I don't do it. I've done it for a half a second.
You actually... I let the intrusive thought won.
Yeah.
And now I have homicides.
There's nobody around.
Yeah, exactly.
It's 11 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
I'm good.
I'm going 15 in the neighborhood.
Just put. I wouldn't like rip it out of the holster. I'd just put my hand on it.
Yeah, you just want to touch it.
Yeah.
Dude, I want to touch so many things.
Yeah.
Let it, you know. No, just like, you ever just be walking and like, fuck, I want to touch that. I want to touch that. I want to touch that.
You want to touch those?
I
want
to touch that.
I want to touch those.
Yeah.
I
want to
touch those.
Yeah.
Like
buttons.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I want to press those. I want to tweak those.
Nails. I want to press on those.
I want to suck though. What?
James.
Oh.
Three places you have jerked off.
Oh.
Oh. My bedroom.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Where Andy's sitting right now.
Hey, man.
And the office. I just named places in my house.
That works.
Yeah.
Oh.
Wait, maybe even where you're sitting, truthfully. I don't know for sure. But. Definitely where I'm sitting. This is the cap.
Okay.
This is the captain's chair.
Oh, did I skip you? You asking me?
I don't know. I don't know where we left off.
You asked him.
You asked.
You asked him about cars, and he couldn't do cars.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you to me.
Me to you.
Give me a random one.
All right. Okay, so we all know that there's elote in the kitchen.
Uh-huh.
Where else is elote?
In the toilet, in my mouth, on your face.
Do I have elote? Is it in my beer?
It is in the toilet.
Yeah, it is. I put it there. Oh, man. Oh, all right. I gotta get through with it. You're getting this on your body. Three tattoos of celebrities' body parts. What are those? Who are they?
Celebrities' body parts?
Yep.
Start.
Christina Hendricks' boobs. John Hamm's face. Just going Mad Men, apparently. I don't know.
Let me ask you this. Yeah. Would you get John Hamm's face on your face and Christina Hendricks' boobs on your boobs?
I would get John Hamm's face on Christina Hendricks' boobs. Yes. I would get Don Draper for motorboating.
Honestly,
Joni.
Honestly, that's a great tattoo. That is a great tattoo. Oh, man.
So you got to take a drink.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
I'm going to take a drink anyway.
This is so fucking good.
Oh, man.
Is that the tequila?
It's the cider.
Oh, the cider.
It's the whiskey cider.
Yeah, it is.
That's the whiskey side of her.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, it's him to you.
Yeah.
It's him to me.
I'm trying to think of a good in, you know.
Oh, and then we'll reverse it again.
After this?
Have everybody hit everybody? I guess just three, it's a triangle.
Yeah, because I started.
If it was a square, we would have to.
Did you just want me to go back to you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, go to Andy.
All right, yeah, give it to
him. Let me take a break.
Okay.
Yeah.
So going off of that.
Okay.
Let's go with. Okay, three TV characters from different shows that you'd like to see in a love triangle.
Okay.
Start.
BoJack with Suzanne Summers from
Step by Step.
Step by Step. And fucking Steve Urkel from Family Matters.
Oh, shit.
Wow.
Damn.
I'd watch that.
That's a wild trilogy.
It is.
Trilogy. It's just because it was three.
I don't call them threesomes. I call them trilogies.
That's a
trill orgies.
Oh,
trill orgies.
Oh shit.
Oh.
What?
Fuck.
What?
What are we even doing?
What are we doing, man? Trill orgies.
We should have definitely set up a fucking. Three cameras and a fucking wide angle. Like, all this should be fucking going.
Holy shit. Trill orgies is crazy. Dude. That's how it happens, man. Sometimes it just goes together.
That's how it happens,
yeah.
man.
Yeah.
You know?
Like fucking apple pie and anal glands.
Word.
Yes.
You know?
Improv tells me to say yes.
Dude, have you ever had apple pie anal gland surgery? It's the best.
It's something that I... That's like... I'm going to add that to my 2024.
That's what I'm going
to
learn. I'm going to learn how
to... I'm going to have more surgeries next year.
Yeah.
Specifically anal gland while eating apple pie.
Yeah. I'm going to have an advent calendar of surgeries.
I feel like... I do feel like if I was going to have anal gland surgery, eating an apple pie would make it better.
Yeah. I think it's going to make it smell like that. So it doesn't smell bad.
Wait, do people have anal glands?
I don't know. I don't even know what an anal gland is.
Because, like, dogs have them, right?
Dogs have them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if people have them.
Dude, people are people.
Like, do you need to express, like, an apple pie anal gland?
I don't know if you can, like...
Sometimes you gotta express yourself.
Can you squeeze, like, a person's butt in the right way and shit just flies out?
I think so.
No, you can't. That's...
Alright, well...
I know you can't.
I'm gonna learn that in 2024.
You just learned. That's the one thing. You're done.
It's 2023, so...
Oh, fuck, yeah. Yet. You're right.
I do learn several things every week.
But you forget them, because you got that one thing for the year,
yeah.
though.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Who's... Is this me? You?
Me to you. You to me.
You to me. Me to you. You
to me.
I'm to you.
You're to me.
Okay. All right.
Andy to James.
N7.
If you could pole vault over three people from high school, who would you pole vault over?
Oh my God.
But why are you pole vaulting?
I would pole vault over KP Frazier.
Okay.
I would pole vault over Dustin MacArthur.
All right.
And I would pole vault over Isaac Brunk.
There you go. What a question.
Yeah.
I would have just named those three girls again. That way, in case you fell, you just land right on.
Ooh. Okay. Jessica Cottrell. Jessica Bailey. Amy Gaylord.
Oh, man. Fuck, I had a great one and I forgot it. So that's what came out.
What are the odds Jessica Cottrell listens to this podcast?
Seven.
That's probably true. 7 out of 7 billion. Yes.
Yeah, I didn't say out of what.
You get a fucking, oh fuck, what was it called?
DM?
Yeah, but...
Oh, a frosting?
No, a frosting is come. A glaze. You get a glaze from Jessica...
Yeah.
What, Chastain? No.
I'd take one from Jessica Chastain too, though. Yeah, truthful.
Yeah.
Hell, you can't Chastain from that.
Yeah.
Just change the word ab.
Abstain to Chastain.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah.
From ab to chast.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Okay.
That's where you're gonna stain.
Justin McKelly.
You're gonna stain from ab to chest.
Drew.
Yep.
If you could turn three of your family members into South Park animation, who would it be? Start.
Marvin. Darren. And... I don't know why they just named three people.
You can't fucking think of
three. Marvin would be such a good South Park character.
Like, I was trying to think of like good.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, yeah, I
got it.
I respect that.
No women. You didn't go with any women.
I was going to. I was just going to get it out.
True that.
I guess never mind. I was going to say, we're not a heavy woman family, though.
I mean, each family has to have a woman. It's just science, I think.
Oh, man.
So there's at least three of them, at the very least.
Uh-oh. Oh, hold fuck, on. I got
I'll answer it before you even ask.
Okay. Wait, earlobes. What's...
Earlobes, Mercedes, and steak sandwiches.
Okay. So now I have to figure out what the question is. Okay, so earlobes.
Yep.
Mercedes.
Yep, and steak sandwiches. And
steak sandwiches.
Three things you'd put your mouth on. You know you're going to be sucking earlobes.
And it's not the car. It's the wrestler.
Oh, dang. Oh. Yes. I like that. What's your question?
I don't know. I was thinking about the... yeah. I had to jeopardize that shit, bro.
That's a good way of doing it. You got to come up with something from the three shit that they say.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good one.
Name three... Name three... alternate group names. Like, I would say band names, but it's not a band. So, group names.
Alternate.
For the Wu-Tang Clan. So, if they weren't called the Wu-Tang Clan, are three names they would be?
Oh, shit.
The Underground Cream Boys. Hey! What are you doing over there, man? And the sliding glass door homies.
He got it.
Hell yeah.
Hey, what are you doing over there, man?
The Underground Cream Boys was the only one that was like so like close to a Wu-Tang like reference. But then like the sliding glass doors is because that's what's right in his view.
And he was probably thinking.
And the hey, what's over there one is like, I have no fucking clue where I'm going. Hey, what's over there, boys?
Hey, man, I got it out.
You did it. You did do it. That's pretty good.
All right, I got one.
I guess they don't need to be...
Oh, I got a great one for you.
What if they just went by, like, group of friends?
G-O-F?
Yeah, group of friends, man.
Yeah,
golf. Nine pals. Oh.
Check it out, James. You got your top half. Put your bottom half. Three animals that you would like your bottom half to be if you keep your top half.
Ooh. Horse, dog, like a big dog, and let's say like a fucking flamingo, like their pink legs.
Oh. Dude, you're dying as a flamingo. Holy shit.
Those bitches can hold a lot, though. Look at the flamingo body compared to the legs. You know what I mean?
That is a wild, like, setup.
So, are you still a biped with the horse bottoms, or...?
No, I feel like I'd have the four legs.
Okay.
I'd be like a minotaur. Is a minotaur or something?
Yeah,
like
a centaur.
Centaur. What's a minotaur?
Bull.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want that one. That's bullshit.
Dude, centaur, you're slaying, too.
Yeah. Oh, dude. You know how many fucking women would just, like, want to ride me?
I just want to
Amy Gaylord would definitely fucking...
Oh, 100%. Yeah. Dude, I would love to watch you in a bathroom stall or in a urinal, and you just have your hooves up on the fucking wall. You just fucking pissed. Hey, man, what are you looking at? You got your big horse dick out. Oh, man, it still whistles.
It still whistles? Like it does now, you're saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought his dick whistled while he peed for a long time.
Yeah. It used to, but I got it fixed. I had surgery.
So I was drunk.
I had surgery.
Me and somebody else were drunk, and we were in the bowling alley, and he was whistling while he was pissing, and he told us, me and C3, I think, that he's like, yeah, my dick whistles when I pee. So I just thought his dick whistled when he peed, but it turns out he was actually just whistling.
No, I wasn't.
Wait.
What do you mean? My dick whistled when I peed. I had surgery. I fixed it.
What?
Oh, I farted.
That one's off. That one got
Is that real?
Yeah. Of course, man.
I thought I got fucking duped.
It's called whistling Dixieitis.
Whistling Dixieitis.
How do you? I mean, it's a common, slightly common thing. You know?
Slightly common.
Yeah.
Dude. Dude, whenever Jane pisses, I just get down and do push-ups.
It's rarely
they get a little too deep on the circumcision and it causes air to come through.
Whenever James pisses, actually, I just drop down to the ground and then I get up and start chopping my feet.
Drew doesn't even know. He's like stunned. He's trying to figure out where what the scenario is.
James pisses, I just start doing suicide drills.
Oh, okay. Oh, that kind of chopping.
I got you.
Your
feet?
Yeah.
You just
remember when they
take an axe to my actual feet.
Remember how I told you that they cut my tongue as a kid?
Yeah.
The whistle came because there was a botched surgery, and then they cut my tongue.
Makes sense.
Yeah. They were like, "I thought this guy was getting a circumcision. No, it's in his
He tongue. Already has one."
Dude, now's the part of the show where I go on the floor and I do a front roll.
Or a side roll.
He did it. Just so everyone knows, he did get on the floor and he did a front roll. It's, well, kind of side.
Hey, yeah. should we switch it up and go with the Guess Who?
Yeah, let's do that.
Let's do it like they did in fucking Inglourious Basterds. Like, okay. Isn't that what they were doing?
We write it on our forehead?
Like, do you have like a something we can just like
yeah. there? Yeah.
We write it with marker on our foreheads.
Is that how they did? Is that what the game they played?
Well, it's kind of like that.
Heads
that
up.
That Ellen DeGeneres game.
Yeah, heads up.
Yeah.
Or,
so do we do like, we combine things?
But we can do it with the people we know.
So yeah. Like, I like, I point to James Kicks. Yeah. And then I do like this. And you're like, shoegaze.
What? Do you have a friend named Shoegaze?
No, it's a type of music.
Oh, no, we're just going to do it with, like, Guess Who.
I totally got that wrong.
Yeah. Like, it's like if I were to be, like, Slave to the Pussy.
Oh, Wes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
And if you were, like, Slave Owner.
James.
I'd say Ash.
So I can dust him.
Yeah, it's a dust. Don't tell him.
You just got dust him, bro.
Tell anybody we just called James a slave owner. That's just our little secret, guys. That's our little dusty.
Oh fuck. Well,
should we dust any more stuff?
This is Raven.
Oh, yeah, this is Raven.
Yeah. This ain't sheedy.
This ain't sheedy at all.
No.
Dusty.
Oh, have you ever itch your eyes and it just gets red?
Yeah.
I do it a lot. Can't stop it. Because when I start itching, I can't stop.
Mm-hmm.
But I also like the feeling of it a little bit.
I think the worst itch is the one on the bottom of your foot that you can't get.
Like, oh, yeah. Dude, while you're driving?
Oh.
And you're just stomping on the fucking car?
Yeah.
Or somebody catches you in the house and you're just fucking stomping.
Yeah.
Dude, the one on your back and you just find a nearest wall in your
house. Oh, you just treat it like a bear?
We each get three. Yeah. Just use the backside of these old draft pod cards. Okay. All right. There's a pin for you.
Wait, are these the ones I asked?
These are old ones. So old ass ones.
We're doing a new game. It's a Guess Who.
I do have other ones though.
I know. I thought they were the ones I asked about, like that.
Wait a second. So we write our names down.
We write whatever name. Well, hold on.
Whoever it is, it could be a famous person or somebody we have Wait, to. No,
if I write it, down, we have to on my head.
Yeah, we have to guess. I will pass.
Right. If it's Andy's turn, me and you have to.
Oh, you pass.
Oh,
it
yeah,
to
we'll
me.
Pass him. Like, yeah. We'll each pass our cards to the next
left.
Person.
And then,
to the left.
Yeah.
To the left.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, what are we doing?
Maybe the first one will pass to the right, second one to the left, third one to the right. Okay. So each of us have to do one of the others.
This is good. This is good.
I like him shoving in there.
Yeah, this is great. I'm ready. I got mine. So I just pass it, and James has to guess. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, put this shit on your head, homie.
Okay.
And then we'll give you... We'll give you clues. I'll let Drew go first. Alright, Drew, you want to give him a clue or you want me to give him a clue first?
I hope I spelled that right.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah, I've already known it.
No, yeah, ask.
You have to give me.
Oh, you have to ask a question. Yeah. That's right.
Oh, I have to ask a question?
Yeah, yeah, to figure out who it is.
Is it a... Does it have to be yes or no questions?
How many questions do we get? 10?
What kind of questions?
Yeah, let's say 10.
10 questions.
Yes or no, or what?
Yeah, can you go outside so I can tell the listeners who it is? No, they have to guess, too.
They have to guess, too.
Yeah. All right.
Do I have to ask yes or no, or can it be like...
Yeah, you can ask any question you want.
Any question. Okay, yeah, is it a person, place, or thing?
Person.
It's people.
Oh, that's all. All right. So that was
that's one question.
That was a wasted question. Okay. Is it somebody that we know?
We know of. Yes. We know who he is. Yes. Oh shit. Oh.
So it's a man.
I just gave away.
Okay, but is it somebody that we know personally?
No.
No.
Fuck. Okay.
Two or three.
We won't count the first one. Okay. So, yeah.
All right. Two.
Is it a famous person?
Yes.
Is it an actor?
Yes. Damn, you're doing good.
It's a male actor. Is it Kevin Spacey?
No.
Okay.
That was a wild use of a guess.
Well, we did talk about him.
Where am I at?
That's true.
Where am I? Okay.
It's like four.
We won't count the guests, so.
Is this a controversial actor?
No. No.
No. How many questions do I have left?
Five.
Five questions to figure this out.
That's a good one, right?
Is the person a typical comedy actor, drama actor, action star? What type of movie are they in?
Drama? There's some action in it, though.
Yeah.
Draction?
Yeah, action drama.
Draction.
Action drama? What the fuck?
We'll call my A, we'll call B.
Yeah.
Are they like a Marvel movie person?
Close.
Yeah.
Very close.
Is it close or is it no? Because you're just saying straight, flat no.
But it's close. I'm giving you a little extra.
I have three left?
Yeah.
Okay. Is it a DC?
Yes. Oh, you're getting close.
Is it Christian Bale?
Oh, that is so close now.
No.
So I have one left.
Make it good. Well, you got one left and then you had to take your guess. So that's why taking a guess there is not a great idea.
Wait, are you counting the guesses?
I think you have to count because it was a question, right?
Yeah, it was a question. Oh. So you should get through your 10 questions.
Yeah, you're right.
Take the guess.
Is the person in a movie that's currently out now?
No.
No.
I mean, the movie technically is out.
Like in theaters, though. No, currently.
Unless they're doing a throwback.
Is it Michael Keaton?
Nope.
Damn it.
All right, I guess we give it to him.
Who is it?
Take a look.
Christopher Reeves.
You didn't even ask if he's a paraplegic.
Or living or dead.
All right, here we go.
I like it. I don't understand why you were so excited about it, though.
yeah, that way. I don't know why I did it that way.
Okay. All right.
I don't think I spelled it right.
Put your finger higher up.
Man or a woman?
There you go.
Or does it have to be yes or no?
Well, you spelled it wrong, but...
Yeah.
Okay. You're asking if it's a man or it's a woman.
It's a woman.
Yes. I don't think this is somebody we all know, but Andy does know this person, so I'm giving too much info.
It's a woman.
Oh, I didn't get that.
I said it's a woman.
Okay. Is it a celebrity?
No.
This is somebody we know.
Yes.
Yes.
Is this somebody that's been on our show?
No.
Man. Is
well, this... I mean, no.
Possible donut hole.
Not on the show.
Okay.
But maybe mentioned.
Okay. Is this person live in the north?
No.
No.
Okay. Okay. Would you fuck this donut hole?
Yes.
Oh, snap.
Oh, yes.
Oh, wow. And I know this person in real life. Holy crap. Is this a person that I knew in high school?
Yes.
Holy shit. Is this person an ex of mine?
No.
Okay, okay.
I don't think so.
Thank God. Dang. What is the ethnicity of this person?
Just white.
Just white.
Yeah, plain ass
no
white.
No traditions.
Zero traditions.
Jesus. Is this a person that you were also friends with in high school?
Yes.
Is this person Ashley Harris?
No.
Damn, that was a good guess though, right?
That was a good guess. But Drew didn't know.
Oh my god, I'm such an idiot.
It's Jessica Cottrell.
I am such an idiot. I mean, you could see where the questions would...
Alright.
Alright, for me.
Yeah.
Do I give one to you then?
Yeah.
Okay, I got it. Let me see here.
Damn! I should have got that. You went the route that you thought I might have gone with him.
Yeah.
Or that he thought I might have gone with him.
Yeah.
Because the Kevin Spacey thing.
What?
Because he guessed Kevin Spacey.
Oh, because we had just talked about this person?
Yeah.
This way?
Yep.
Oh, this is great. Oh, hell yeah.
Alright.
Oh, okay. Hell yeah.
Male or female?
Female.
Living or dead?
Living. See, these are the types of questions I should have asked.
Yeah. Well, you had the disadvantage of going first.
Yeah.
Celebrity or not?
Celebrity.
Okay.
Would.
Okay.
Wait. Andy! Don't answer questions that haven't been asked yet.
All right. That's good. I almost want to take a guess right now. I guess I can't. Where am I at?
Three.
Scarlett Johansson.
No.
Okay. Damn. So,
Does that count as a question or no? It does. Okay.
I guess he didn't even ask. He just said a name.
Yeah, but no, it was...
Well, it was like Scarlett Johansson with a question mark at the end.
Scarlett
Johansson? Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Would. I guess actress or musician?
Musician.
Yeah.
Well,
and actress.
Both.
Yeah.
Both.
Both. Get you somebody that can do both.
That could be.
She's a double threat girl.
Yeah. The way you say that.
That's better.
Sounds like she was in a fucking.
That's better.
No,
than
no.
A commercial one.
She's had.
Oh, okay.
She's had
commercial success.
Yes. Commercial success in movies and in
okay.
music.
Commercials.
Okay.
And in commercials.
Does this person have traditions?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty bad traditions.
Shut the fuck up.
Oh! Dolly Parton.
Oh my god. Because you said pretty big traditions, you fucker.
I totally fucked it.
I was thinking J-Lo, and then he said pretty big traditions.
She's got two really big traditions. At least in my house.
Oh my god. Dude, that's so great.
Of course he did. Fuck.
He couldn't bring anybody there.
No. No! No, it couldn't have. It's just Dolly.
I fucked that one. That sounds
yeah, besides... I said I was thinking J-Lo until you said that. Yeah. But, I mean, that could
have been her ass.
It could have been her ass, but I don't know. You would say tradition, not traditions.
Yeah. She's got two enormous like, traditions.
All right. How many people have had success in both that have... You did.
That's my fault.
Yeah.
I'll take that one. You were cooking.
Yeah.
Oh, damn it.
All right, so
I gotta write one. Oh, that was fucking awesome, though.
Yeah.
My bad.
So what are you giving to Drew now?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Because you gave
yeah.
to me already.
Oh, I got a great one. Oh, man.
So Drew's gotta go back to back.
That's fine.
Yeah. Yeah.
Two giant traditions. Her traditions know no bounds.
There it is.
Okay.
So.
Not bad, huh? Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and Wikipedia this person so I can answer questions for sure. Okay, we're good.
You'll know them. No problem.
Okay.
Yeah.
Male or female?
Male.
Living or dead?
I thought.
Here, let me tell
you. He's got it!
Living.
He's alive.
He's living. That kind of gives you a little more information.
Yeah. That's why I needed the
So this
Wikipedia.
Also does too. Is this person an athlete?
Yes.
Damn.
Oh wow! I didn't
know. He's fucking cooking.
I didn't know where this person was from until now.
Bobby Bonilla.
No.
No.
Just because I know he lives in Bradenton, so I thought you were like, "Oh, I didn't know this guy was."
Yeah.
That's Bobby Bonilla.
No, that's a great fucking guess.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. All right. So I guess it's four. Is it a baseball player?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Living.
That's why I'm saying it was a great fucking guess.
Yeah.
Huge tradition.
Oh!
Between his thighs.
What?
Huge tradition.
He doesn't know the gender yet.
He does.
He didn't ask that.
That's the first question he asked. When you were Wikipedia. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll give you.
Well, now he definitely knows. He said baseball player.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, true. It's the only female baseball player.
MLB baseball player of all time. So it hasn't happened yet.
Who said it was MLB? It could be fucking.
It's true.
Could be Little League World
Retired Series. Or active?
Retired.
Retired.
Okay.
Now you can get into your baseball question bag.
Yeah. Pitcher or anything else?
Pitcher.
Pitcher.
You're fucking doing great.
Yeah.
You got three questions, but you're cooking.
And this is, I asked right, retired, right?
Yep. Yeah. Retired baseball pitcher.
And living.
Yep.
And living.
I know. Three left. All right. Yeah,
three.
I guess what decade? No, because that would.
I can give you that. 80s.
80s?
Yeah.
Okay, 80s. Oh.
Well, I mean, according to this, he played up until 2000.
You motherfucker.
Oh, is that too much?
80s, 90s. Well, I guess not.
Did this person ever... Wait, two questions, right?
Yep.
Yeah, I think you have two left, yeah.
Is this... Okay. You probably have, like, the teams he played for?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know if you'll know this, but... Is he... Was it... Did he spend more of his time in the National League or American League?
National.
Okay, Andy knows.
Greg Maddux.
You have one more question.
That's my last.
It's not Greg Maddux, so you still get to guess who it is.
Oh, okay. Yeah, guess one more.
Okay.
Because you get the 10 questions and the guess.
But let me see here for sure.
Did it was Greg Maddux?
No.
You said National League? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's right.
All right.
I don't know the leagues.
It's a fucking great one for Drew.
It is. You know it. It's probably the three people, one of the three people you had.
Yeah, probably is.
No, because the one...
The other two were AL?
No. Well, maybe, but no. The one was 2009, the other one was...
Oh, okay. All right.
So,
one more guess.
Go with his teammate, Tom Glavine.
Oh, I thought you were going to go with Bonilla's teammate.
It was also Tom Glavine, actually. Oh, God damn it.
That's why I was like, holy shit.
It was Doc Gooden, everybody, Doc the Gooden. Person I just mentioned.
Doc Gooden. Oh, man. Fuck, that was awesome.
Yeah.
That
was good. Yeah.
That was awesome.
That was a good Gooden.
It was a good
one. It was a good one.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, man. I can't believe he got Dolly.
So, wait. Where's the order now?
It doesn't matter.
So I would give to James.
You give James to James. James gives to me. Okay. Yeah. Oh, fuck, man. That was fun. This game is awesome. We're developing some new games. Yeah. It's great.
I do like this.
I mean, it's not really a new game, but yeah. For the podcast.
Yeah.
We made this up.
Yeah, we made it up.
But you've never heard it. You've seen it before.
It's, you hold a card to your head and you have people guess the person who's on the card.
Yeah, they got to guess questions.
It's never been done before, you fucks, you holes.
Because they weren't guessing their questions. They just knew their questions.
Right, yeah.
Here, we're guessing our questions.
Yeah.
And we know the
answer. We made it up. That's all you need to know. Yeah. When people ask who made up this fucking awesome game.
Nobody else has ever put them on draft pod business cards.
Exactly. Right. Exactly.
Oh, this is a fucking fantastic.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not good at questions, so I'm going to try to copy Drew.
Okay.
All right.
What team did he play for?
Is it an athlete?
No.
Okay.
I mean, maybe.
Not known for athletics. Yeah,
maybe in high school he played.
Just ignore. It's not known for athletics.
So it's a he.
I didn't say that.
You did. Maybe in high school he played. So I don't have to ask
me. So maybe they played.
You said he, so I'm going with man.
You should really work on your pronouns, Andy. Maybe that's what you do this year. You learn to
it's they and them. Speak all right? Pronouns. Is this an actor?
Yes.
Maybe in high school.
Maybe in high school he acted too.
Is this actor known for more television or movies?
I would say he's done movies, but I think what we would know more is TV.
Yeah.
TV. Is the show that they were in a comedy or a drama, or what type of show?
I would say comedy, but I mean,
they've done drama.
Yeah, they've done drama.
What kind?
Yeah. It's not just one show, so
yeah.
I'll give you that clue too. So. Not just one
show. Is this person alive or dead?
Alive.
Fully.
Is this person currently in a show?
Yes.
Oh, I forgot to.
Six.
Oh, my God.
He's doing it.
Oh, he's doing it?
Yeah.
This isn't. I have four questions left.
Oh.
Is the. What streaming platform does the show stream on?
What a great question.
Well, I can tell you with confidence, Netflix, Paramount Plus, HBO Max, and Apple TV all have shows that he was on for multiple seasons.
Yeah.
True.
You could say he's been around.
What is
with
this?
Big tradition.
He's got his.
What is the person's ethnicity? What is this man's ethnicity?
Black.
Yeah.
Is this.
Big tradition.
Big tradition.
Why are you doing that with your lips while we're talking about his tradition?
Does this person appear on I Think You Should Leave?
Wow.
Does this person. Is it Sam Richardson?
Yes.
Yes!
Damn.
All right. I feel good about that.
Yeah.
I got it.
What a... That was crazy.
I thought I was bad at questions.
Yeah. No, you, like when you hit the streaming...
You really honed in on it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Damn, okay.
I gotta get something good for you.
Give it to me.
I was just thinking...
Does this person have a huge dick?
Batista!
Does this person have a super small vagina?
Okay.
Okay. You just put it on my.
All right.
Okay. Is this person? Okay. What's this person's pronouns?
It's he, him.
Yeah. All right.
I hope. I don't. Well, I don't hope. I just. I think.
Yeah. Like easy, Drew.
I'm pretty. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
He, him.
Is this an athlete?
No.
No.
Shit. Is this a musician?
No.
No.
Well, yes.
Oh, yes.
Yes. As yes.
ethnicity of the person.
White.
So.
Jew.
Jewish. Is that an ethnicity?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Has this person been on Saturday Night Live?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Has this person... There's a few different directions I can go here. Has this person released a solo album?
No.
No.
Okay. Okay. Is it Adam Sandler?
Yes, it is.
Nice. I was at Adam Sandler, Andy
Sandler. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yes!
That was too easy.
I should have went with the extra. I shouldn't have said Jew. I should have just said left it at white.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just was going white and then my Saturday Night Live question.
Yeah.
Because when you said white, if it would have been black, it would have been way tougher. But you said white, and I was thinking.
Yeah.
White actors and musicians. I was like, Justin Timberlake, they probably wouldn't do that. And then, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So we all got one.
Yeah.
We all got one, yeah.
We'll do another round?
Let's do one more round, then we'll cut the show.
Then we'll wrap it.
Because we're at 150, 1 hour 51 minutes right now.
Okay, wow, yeah.
So this is it.
This has been a fun one.
Yeah.
It has been.
It's a fun live one.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. I don't know if the donut holes will be into it.
Donut holes, let us know if you like this. Yeah.
We're drinking. We're having fun. Who gives a shit if they like it?
Can I get some more of that?
Fast forward if you don't like it.
Can I get some more of that cider? I really fucking like it a lot.
You know, hot dicking cider?
Who wants my card?
Do
I go back to James? Or?
Oh.
I'll take it.
Give it to him. Make him double. All
right,
do you want me to dub?
Yeah, he's going to dub it. Oh, that's a good... Okay.
Oh, that smelled good.
That's a good one.
That sounded good. I like the way that smelled sound.
I'm glad I got that cider. Yeah. You know, I saw it and I was like, you know, I'm going to try this shit.
It's fucking great. It's for the people at home. It's Kings Creek Black Label Tennessee Whiskey Cider Small Batch Seasonal Blend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got it when I got the Addictivo. Yeah.
It's so good. All right. Is... Give me some of them pronouns.
He, him.
Yeah. All right. Give me that ethnicity.
White.
Okay, he, him, white. What is this person's profession?
Writer.
Does this person also act?
No.
Wait a second. Is this person like a fucking book writer?
No.
Oh, thank God. Holy shit.
Yeah, it's an author of all your favorite novels.
Oh, fucking toast. Does this person primarily write for movies or television?
Television.
Is it Andy Gosch?
Yes.
Yes.
Damn. It only takes Andy like up to less than 7 questions and he gets the answer.
Fuck yeah.
I feel like we went too easy.
Fuck.
Maybe it was too easy coming off the Andy Samberg.
I'm going to give Drew one
with
now.
Andy.
Yeah.
To Andy.
We went Brooklyn Nine-Nine to Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Yeah. Dude, I got it. Yeah. Who's this going to?
Yours will be going to James.
Okay.
You want me to go?
Yeah, we can.
All right.
Okay.
This is great.
Okay. Hit me with a pronoun.
He, him.
Is this a famous person?
Yes.
Is this an actor, musician? What do they do?
It's a character.
Yeah.
It's a character?
It's a character.
Hmm. Is this a character from a television show or a movie?
Both.
Both. Fuck, you got me on that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is this character in like a well-known franchise?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is the franchise Marvel?
No.
That would be so fucking funny.
Yeah, it'd be a weird fit. Yeah. No, he's not in Marvel.
So there's movies and TV shows with the same character.
Yeah.
Is the franchise Star Wars?
No.
No. Awesome. Would be hilarious.
Movies and TV shows.
Blazing on these hoes.
I thought that was like a... What was that clicking?
Oh.
Blazing on these hoes.
I thought you were like trying to look in my glasses.
No.
I was like, what?
I felt like I was on the clock for a second. I was getting scared.
Yeah, what if I just did this?
The only thing flashing in my fucking head is Marvel or Star Wars.
So many others.
I know, there are. It's a TV shows and movies.
Yeah, I asked a more general question to get it dwindled down a little bit.
What time frame are these movies and television shows set in?
2010s?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I mean, 2000, it's not like it's old.
Yeah.
It's not back in the 1900s.
In the last 20 years.
Yeah.
That's when the show is set? Not when the show came out? Right. In movies?
Well, it's when it came out, yeah.
It's like set in current day.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it was current day 20 years ago or whatever.
Well...
And since then, like everything. Since then. Yeah.
So many you got? Two?
Two.
Shit. You might be fucked. You gotta get a big question here.
Is the character. Is the series / movies, what genre are they?
Comedy.
Comedy.
That would have cut out Star Wars and the Marvel.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. God damn it. It's a comedy that has spanned movies and television shows.
You got a shot with one good question. I think you can do this.
There's something I want to say, but I think it would confuse him even more. But.
A comedy character that spans television shows and movies. Fuck!
There's
Don't tell me your name. I don't want to cheat. Is, God, why am I blank? My mind is a blank.
It's not Damon Wayans. I don't know if that helps.
So it's not Blank Man?
Yeah. You jumped in my head
for a second. I know.
This is a weird place to be.
Is it a Saturday Night Live character?
No.
Damn.
So you're at 10, right?
I'm at 10.
Yeah. You just gotta take a stab at it.
And the guess I'm gonna say is, if I have a fucking guess.
You know, if you would have asked ethnicity, it would have nailed it.
I know.
I have no fucking clue. I fucking blanked. Just for the sake of the show, I'm not going to sit here and fucking...
All right.
Yeah. It was Borat.
I forgot that Borat even had a fucking TV show.
Oh, man.
But if you would have said ethnicity, at least it would have been done. Kazakhstan.
Yeah, you would have had that.
Oh, my God.
I realized that after you put it up, I was like, oh, fuck.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
First character we did, yeah.
For me now.
This is for you?
Yeah. For Drewski. This is for Bumblebee Drona.
Bumblebee Drona.
Cheers.
Cheers to the donut holes.
Yeah, it's all our holes. Yep. Nice.
Whew. Still got some burn in there.
Oh, some of that in your fucking stank mouth. Put some of that in your fucking wide gap.
Listen.
Put some of that in your trout sniffer.
Don't ever compare me to Stanker.
Put some of that on your titty and lick it off.
Okay.
Put some of that in your beard. Squeeze it and then jump underneath it. Ooh. Wow. Can you look at me again? Okay. Wow. Okay.
All right. What is this person's pronouns?
They're she.
Did you say they, she?
What? What?
Is this a character?
No.
Living or dead?
Living.
I just want to clarify. Did you say? I
said they're she.
They are she?
Yeah.
Or they, she.
They're, she.
He's right.
What did I ask? Living, dead, pronouns.
Plane passing by in the night.
That's not Drew thinking.
Yeah.
Dude, you can hear his brain like that.
It's just a plane crashing.
Is this a celebrity?
Yes, they are.
Damn it.
This is so good when you're not the one. Fucking draft pod game night.
When did this person first come into prominence?
The 90s.
90s?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That takes that fucking while.
Dang.
What is this person known for?
They're known for acting and fashion.
Facting.
Does this person have their own show now?
No, they don't.
What?
It's funny. So funny.
Not that I know of. I don't think so. They don't. Bruce, I love it. Is it a curveball? Is it too much of a curveball?
No. I was just going to say.
Did I ask ethnicity?
Late 80s, early 90s.
No, you didn't. They're white. I think. Yeah, I think.
Yeah, Jesus Christ. Like.
Yeah, you're right. Oh, man. Duh. It's the greatest thing ever. Well, how many questions?
Got two left.
Oh, boy. This is what we're thinking.
I feel like we've said enough that that you could get it.
You could get
it. I feel like we're not like leaving anything out. You know what I mean?
No. I'm holding it.
I need that plane sound again.
Yeah, I know.
Sheesh. You got this.
I was trying to think what else the fuck it has.
There we go, that's true.
Yeah, that's me. That's me downshifting.
Shifting to overdrive, ask that question. You got this.
Is it known for a franchise?
Ooh.
They had a franchise.
Yes. What,
they had a series. Yes.
Yeah.
They have had like a series.
Franchise.
And like multiple, I feel like.
Yeah. Don't be an asshole. That's no hint. That's just life advice to everybody.
Yeah.
I wasn't even thinking it was
there. I feel like I should give a hint that
you don't think,
you think that he'll get it right away.
Dude, he's gonna bust the walls down on that thing.
Yeah, he will. If I gotta say that it, when I say they, I mean they.
Yep. Them.
They, oh, them. It's not a singular. Okay.
They, them is a her.
Alright.
There she.
So what did you say? 80s, 90s?
90s.
Late 80s. Early 90s.
Was it?
Yeah.
80s, early 90s.
I don't know.
Actresses?
Was it late 80s?
Yeah.
Oh, you looked it up? Oh, okay.
It
must have been late 80s to where it's basically the 90s.
They is a she.
It was 1988 and it's the Olsen twins.
Oh, fuck. There it is. Oh, got man. It.
That was fantastic. You're stressed out of your fucking mind.
Well, yeah, because
he said it multiple days. They is a she.
They're she.
They
are she.
What a pod.
Fuck.
Yeah, because, well, I mean, I thought, well, my first thought was Caitlyn, but when you said 90s, I was like, well, no, they came into Providence in the 70s. And then I was thinking RuPaul, and you're like, this is why I said, dude, I have a show now, and you're like, no, I don't think so.
Yeah.
Like, fuck.
Yeah. That's what I was
and then
like,
when you said white, I was actually thinking Lark Voorhees, like you were going to play some trick of like, she was Lark black, Voorhees. Now she's white.
Oh, fucking Lisa Turtle.
Yeah.
So what gave you the?
Oh, I was just going through my head of like what, because at first like
it's
when I realized it was that
they. I just want to clarify.
Yeah, they. My first thought was Spice Girls, but then I was again too early when you said 80s. Like okay,
yeah.
Let's go back to, and I thought, and I started thinking a musician. I'm like, wait, no, these are like. He said actresses, so.
Yeah. So the show started in 87.
87.
Although the Spice Girls did act in Spice World.
I know.
One of the greatest movies.
That's why I thought of it. That's why I thought of it.
Man, that was fucking awesome, though.
Hell yeah.
Oh, shit.
Man.
Hey.
Loves you, bitch.
Hey, Donut Holes, Happy New Year.
Yeah, Happy New Year, everybody.
And also loves you.
Bitch.
Rise up.